This is a Suno India production, and you're listening to the Suno India Show.
वो आंकड़े दिखाते हैं कि आने वाले समय में दिल्ली में कोरोना बहुत तेजी से फैलने वाला है. 30 जून तक 1 लाख केस हो जाएंगे, 15 जुलाई तक 2.25 लाख केस हो जाएंगे और 31 जुलाई तक लगभग 5,32,000 केस हो जाएंगे दिल्ली में टोटल. और इसको देखते हुए 15 जून तक हमें 6,681 बेड्स की ज़रूरत पड़ेगी, 30 जून तक 15,000 बेड्स की ज़रूरत पड़ेगी, 15 जुलाई तक 33,000 बेड्स की ज़रूरत पड़ेगी, 31 जुलाई तक 80,000 बेड्स की ज़रूरत पड़ेगी.
With over 41,000 COVID-19 cases, Delhi, the national capital, is the third worst affected state in the country after Maharashtra and Tamil Nadu. Last week, Lieutenant Governor Anil Baijal overruled Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal's decision on keeping hospitals in the city open to Delhi residents only and to limit the scope of COVID-19 testing. The Union Home Minister Amit Shah held a meeting with the leaders of all political parties of Delhi to discuss the novel coronavirus situation in the state. He had announced that COVID-19 testing will be doubled in the state in the next 2 days and subsequently tripled. He further added that COVID-19 tests would be started at every polling station in the containment zones and a comprehensive house-to-house health survey would be conducted in the hotspots for contact tracing. In view of shortage of beds for coronavirus patients in Delhi, the Indian Railway suspended the train services from Anand Vihar Railway Station as the platforms have been reserved for the deployment of isolation coaches for coronavirus patients in the state. The Delhi government has been repeatedly claiming that there is no shortage of beds and that is working round the clock and making every possible effort for saving each and every life, even as the Delhi CM announced that the government and private hospitals would be reserved for the Delhi residents only till the COVID-19 cases are contained in the state. The Delhi government received a lot of flak for this decision. The Delhi government has also leveled serious allegations of mismanagement on the Union government under which hospitals such as RML, AIIMS and others fall under. The National Human Rights Commission issued a notice to Delhi government and the Union Health Ministry over serious allegations about COVID mismanagement, including non-availability of beds, inadequate number of tests, increasing deaths and delay in last rites of the deceased in the state. Looking at the surge in positive COVID-19 cases, a public interest litigation was filed in the Delhi High Court seeking strict lockdown in the state. Hi, I am Kunika Balhotra, Research and Communications Officer for Suno India, and I will be your host for this episode of The Suno India Show. To know more about the current situation in the national capital and how prepared is Delhi to contain the coronavirus, I reached out to Inayat Singh Kakkar, a public health researcher and a public health activist, who works with Jan Swasthya Abhiyan, a national platform that coordinates activities and actions on health and healthcare across the country.
My name is Inayat. I am a public health researcher and I'm a health rights activist with the Jan Swasthya Abhiyan. And currently, I'm a member of the medical support group, which is a voluntary group of public health professionals, doctors, nurses, lawyers, journalists, lay citizens, and we have all been for the past, I mean, ever since the start of the pandemic, we have been assisting patients in Delhi access healthcare in hospitals.
So now that you have been actively working, according to you, what is the current situation of Delhi? And is the state prepared to accommodate patients from other states?
I don't understand, you know, what the Delhi government really means when they say accommodate patients from other states, because it almost makes it sound as if, you know, people are catching flights and people are traveling during, you know, this pandemic to Delhi to seek care. But that is really not the case. Regarding the current status of Delhi, I mean, we know that testing is not happening as per the levels that it should. In the past few days, testing has been disrupted. The private laboratories have alleged that it is the government that has told them to not test. So there are issues with testing, and there are continuously, you know, even on Twitter, you see a lot of videos and messages being posted by people saying that we're not getting access to hospitals, that we are being denied care when we are reaching hospitals. The current situation is a little bit worrying in terms of controlling the pandemic.
Also, the Delhi health minister said that there would be around 30,000 more cases in the state in the next 12 to 15 days. And Manish Sisodia also said that by July 31st, there would be 5.5 lakh cases in the state.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, if you look at those numbers, you know, experts and epidemiologists are saying that about 5 to 10% will require hospitalization. You know, a small percentage of that will also require ICU ventilator support. So if we take the figure at 5.5 lakhs and if we try to see what 5 to 10% of that would be, it is really high. And the number of beds may not be sufficient to accommodate so many people coming to the hospitals.
Also, the center has said that there is no community transmission in the state. Looking at increase in the number of cases per day, what do you think?
I don't agree with that. You know, recently, the director of AIMS has given a statement saying
that, you know, a large number of health workers in AIMS who have nothing to do with COVID treatment have also tested positive. So there are a lot of public experts who have also said that India has definitely entered into a stage of community transmission. And the health minister of Delhi, you know, pretty much said that we cannot announce community transmission and, you know, that they're waiting for the center to announce it. But his statement almost seems like an admission that there is community transmission, but just that they can't declare it before the center declares it. So I think to say that there is no community transmission is a little bit naive.
So what do you think, what steps should the Delhi government take in order to tackle the situation? Like, should they open the Mohalla clinics?
That's a very broad question. But I mean, one, they definitely need to ramp up testing. Second, there needs to be better coordination between all the hospitals to ensure that nobody who is accessing treatment is denied treatment. Because right now that's happening a lot. And it's really not a good idea for a COVID positive person to be moving from hospital to hospital, coming into contact with more and more people to, you know, and I mean, and only increasing the chances of spreading COVID. So I think they definitely need to address that lack of coordination. They definitely need to, you know, have some system where they are triaging people, because right now there's a lot of panic, you know, where everybody is just reaching hospitals and there's a lot of panic among people because there is no clarity among people about, you know, what is home quarantine, how to do it. There was recently a patient who was sent home from one of the Delhi government hospitals and he was told to home quarantine, and there are guidelines to do that. But nobody in the hospital explained to the family how to home quarantine. And our group was contacted by the son, and it was the father who was the patient, and the son contacted our group. And he was so worried and he was so, you know, frantic, and he was saying, he said, you know, that my father has just been sent home and I have other family members and I have a child. And we don't know what to do now. And he was, you know, panicking and saying that I'm going to kill myself and I'm going to commit suicide with my entire family. So there needs to be better communication with people. There needs to be, you know, better dissemination of what the protocols are, of what the initiatives by the government are to really quell this panic. And of course, you need to expand the capacity of the state to take in COVID patients, but that cannot happen, you know, in a haphazard, you know, almost sort of random way. And one of them being that, you know, you need to harness the capacity of the private sector, and simply allowing hospitals to set up beds and to set up, you know, beds for treating COVID does not guarantee and does not ensure access to those beds. So, you know, one of the things that we're seeing in Delhi is that there is overpricing, there is overcharging of people who are going to private hospitals. So you need to bring in very stringent, you know, and well implemented price control mechanisms so that people are not getting fleeced. There are hospitals who are charging deposits before a patient can be admitted. And the Delhi government has also recognized this in an order in relation to, I think, CGHS patients. So the government realizes that there are these profiteering practices that are going on. So they need to come down, you know, on hospitals to curb these practices. And we are not seeing that happen. And, you know, an unfortunate consequence of this expansion, you know, for COVID treatment has been, of this unplanned expansion, to a great degree, has been that non-COVID patients are suffering. I mean, you know, for the past 2 months, pregnant women are not getting access to hospitals. Cancer patients are left without treatment. Cancer patients who were earlier getting medicines from government hospitals like the Delhi State Cancer Institute have been left without medicines. So your action plan to control COVID cannot then harm, you know, non-COVID patients, because I mean those conditions and those problems continue to exist, so you need to address that as well. So there needs to be more planning, there needs to be you know, better integration and coordination within the system to ensure that everybody is taken care of.
Yeah, the Union Health Ministry has said that action will be initiated against all CGHS impaneled hospitals if they deny.
I mean, even the Delhi government has said that, you know, various times that action will be initiated. But despite that, this profiteering continues. And the Delhi government has powers under the Epidemic Disease Act, which is, in fact, one of the acts that they had cited to bring in their illegal, you know, order to curb hospital access. So they have powers under that Epidemic Diseases Act to rein in the private sector. They can also requisition private sector capacity. They can have standard rates which they set with these private hospitals, and they can requisition their capacity. And you know, and there are various states which are doing this in various forms and under various models. So why not requisition that capacity and make sure that that people are not left without care because, you know, they have financial constraints. And what's really missing from the entire strategy is coordinating with the civil society. And if you see in the past 2 months, the civil society has stepped in a lot, whether it was distributing rations, whether it was getting you know, workers back to their home states, whether it was our group which has been coordinating access to health. You know, so these are groups which have the on ground, you know, which have their ear to the ground. These are groups that have that experience, and the government could really rope in some of these groups and could really harness some of this experience to perform more effectively. So, I mean, my appeal as, you know, a health rights practitioner would be that the government, you know, involve civil society, that the government listen to what we are telling them. And we also have, you know, volunteers that can be harnessed by the state government.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Suno India Show. To know as and when an episode is released, do subscribe to our newsletter on sunoindia.in. And you can also follow us on any podcast app of your choice.